Hey, great. We've got 45 states to be very, very welcome to every one of you. And Brussels we have, and things are going on in Brussels that we're going to talk about and pray about today, the NATO meeting. And then we have you from, you faithful ones from Ontario. We're thankful for you. I heard Seattle, Washington come on. My little grandson, Isaac, was 9 years old yesterday, and he's just taken with all things about airplanes. And so he's there on vacation. His family chose that vacation spot, Terry and his wife, Lynn, so that he could go to the Boeing factory. So he's out there enjoying your good weather today. I'm going to be this weekend in Olathe, Colorado. So you in Colorado, if you're anywhere near there, I'll be there on a Saturday night at an outdoor affair. So if you can look at our website, it'll tell you where to go, or you can call us and we can tell you where to go. That's Olathe, Colorado. It's so good to have all of you on here, and thankful that I just got a couple of alerts on my phone, and from Israel, and they are regarding a rocket sirens that were heard over the Golan at 7:40 my time. Then I got just a recent one just now. And it said that they had fired a Patriot missile at a Syrian drone. Evidently, that has come too near either or maybe over the border. I haven't heard about it. But all things in that area to the north, you've probably heard about the refugees. And I don't blame them for doing so. The refugees that have come down and they have camped there just across the border into, they're in Syria, but they're in kind of a no-man's zone, and they're, and Israelis are helping them. Israelis are so good to help people. But they said they don't want them coming over the border. So all things about Syria are being being discussed right now. And even Netanyahu, the prime minister, of course, when we pray first of all for those that are in authority, the prime minister of Israel, hold on just a jiffy here while I get that paper up. He is meeting with Putin. He's he's traveling to meet in Moscow for his ninth meeting with Putin in 3 years. And with Putin, he's going to be discussing Syria, Iran, and Israel's security needs. I think that'll be very interesting. He left this morning, Wednesday morning. Of course, they're 8 hours ahead of us, for a 24-hour trip to Moscow, where he will talk with President Vladimir Putin. And it's expected to center on Iran's presence in Syria and on Putin's upcoming talks with the United States President Donald Trump. President Donald Trump has gone to Brussels for a meeting at NATO. He's also going to meet with the U.K., and he's going to meet in Finland with Putin. Now, this is very, very interesting, because, especially because of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, and Russia is a player in that, a very strong player. In fact, the leading player in an attack that's going to come, and as is outlined, as is given us, and all Bible prophecy teachers agree, this has not taken place yet. I think this could take place at any time. And I think it might take place before the rapture of the church. But you never want anything ahead of God's schedule. And so I know one time he sent us on a trip years ago, 1986. He told us to go to Israel and to speak toned down. And at that time, things were coming too quickly out of Syria. The prophetess, she was a wonderful prophetess, Sister Jeannie Wilkerson, called me to Tulsa to have a special meeting with her. And she said, you're to go to Syria, you're to go to Israel, and you are to say tone down, because the things are really hot over there. She said, the enemy, if he can't stop something God wants to do, or not exactly that God wants to do, but that God has prophesied, he will try to bring it off its time schedule. So here we have the leaders. I saw today that Israel's been named the eighth most powerful nation in the world. Now, isn't that something for a nation that came into being in 1948, celebrating its 70th anniversary? and they came up out of the Holocaust, and they're being named the eighth most powerful country in the world, and their leader is going, I think the United States is the most powerful country. I don't know where Russia lies in this, but there he is meeting their head, meeting also with Putin. So in the name, let's all pray about that meeting. Let's pray about those leaders and that meeting, those meetings. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, we do come to you, first of all, worshiping you. Father, it thrills my heart that we have gathered here at least 45 of the 50 states in the United States. We're coming to you together. And you know there are multiple ones from some of those states. We're coming to you together. We are a unified voice, and our dear family members from Canada and from Brussels have joined with us, Lord. Right there in Brussels is where much of it's happening right now. Right in Brussels where the NATO meeting is going, and our president is there. Heavenly Father, you told us in your word that first of all, we are to lift up those who are in authority. And so we're obeying you, Lord. We're obeying you according to what is written in Timothy, what the Holy Spirit wrote through Paul. And Nero was the leader then, and emperors like him. Holy Father, in the name above all names, because you said it, we're doing it. And through the technology that you've allowed to be, we're on one phone call, and we're lifting up one voice, and we're asking you to anoint those leaders of Israel and of the United States, and to think through their minds and speak through their mouths, Lord. We see coming into the picture Turkey. We see things so lining up according to that Ezekiel 38 and 39. We don't know if it's time for such a thing. We don't know, Lord, but we do know that it's clearly written in the Word of God, and clearly written that you are the one who sets the hooks. You're the one who draws the thing into being. Oh, Lord God, may people be ready for what is to come. We lift up those leaders and their parts, Lord. You told us to do it. In the name above all names, we ask their protection today. They're traveling. They're moving about. They need the protection of God. And they need the guidance of God. Protection, direction. Holy Father, in the name above all names, we're praying now in the Spirit, Lord. We have given our own language to it. And now, Father, we pray in the unknown tongue to us, unknown to us. But you said, Father, that whoever speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man, but unto God. And so, Father, we lift up those leaders. Give us utterance to do so. Elevrato nishka donde makilo, and sornikola katashka donde, and verya noskedinda, and shutala maritola kofratola maronitende, ijena maro delikohobrate vronde shenanyo. Ilibo papalitanya no kohufrati de katashke. Oh, shanikala kodonje. Oh, shanikala kolokobrete. Ishando, their bodies, Lord. I'm led, Lord, to lift up their health. I'm left up to lift up their energy. Ishando lo compre, sata lo compre, delicalate. And that they could walk with the hand of God upon them. Ishetili maratashkatianta, the healer. You said, I am Jehovah Rapha. Rapha, I am the Lord, your healer. Oh, sebratinio no cohufratito. Ije de baratinio, we lift them up for shentulum coprete. Any healings that they might need, any strengthenings. I know, Lord, that they travel in the top travel conditions, but travel and passing time zones to anyone is wearing. You said it's wearing, and it is wearing. We lift them up to get past that, Lord, and we thank you in the name above all names. Lord, we don't know. We just heard the report about the rockets and the drone over the Golan and the Jordan Valley and the sirens. We don't know what's going on there, but you do. And so I'm asking you, and I am saying, Ishanda, may angels be dispatched, angels, warring angels even, and osobre tilikahalabrate, into that area to protect people, to stop Rosti Mikalia missiles or anything else, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, that needs to be stopped. We do pray that it does. I have seen, and perhaps you have too, that this morning the third earthquake in a week hit the north of Israel. I'm reading here from it says that residents in the cities of Tiberias and Sfat are reporting light tremors. A 4.1 magnitude struck earlier, one of the ones that struck earlier. This was a 3-point-something. But as you know, Israel is on the Syrian-African Rift, one of the major rifts in the earth. Of course, God didn't make the earth with rifts and cracks in it, but I believe that it happened at the fall of Lucifer, which we're told about in the Word. And if you wanted to see more about what it, you could see it in my book. I wrote about the pre-Adamic civilization, the fall of Lucifer, in my book, The Blood and the Glory. The earlier earthquake, the 4.5 one, was felt at Haifa and the Western Galilee. And so if you know about Israel's history, you know that some of the worst disasters that have happened there through the years have been earthquakes. And if you've been to Capernaum and you see the bottom part or the base part of the synagogue where Jesus would have spoken, you see the basalt foundation, but another bigger one was built upon that, and that bigger one was destroyed in an earthquake. So, the first one was destroyed in an earthquake. So terrible things have happened and destruction have happened there in earthquakes. And so funny things are happening in Israel. The Shas are blaming it on some of the people that don't keep, you know, what they say is right about Judaism. But whatever, we do know that the fault is there. So, Father, we lift them up for the protection. We lift up that part of the world. These are light earthquakes, but there have been three in a week. And so I did read one report that said there is a big one coming sometime. And, of course, we know it is. We know it is from the scriptures that it's going to quake. The earth is going to quake. And, Father, we pray for your protection. Whenever this is, if it's in the near future, the far future, next week, tomorrow, in the name above all names, you love people. And, Father, in the name above all names, we do trust you to hold the peoples in your hands. And we would ask that you hold back those things, that you hold them back in the name above all names. Now, in praying, this morning when I woke up, I thought about the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. And parts of it stood out to me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the nation for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have had appointed by the President of the United States a nominee to the Supreme Court. As a nominee to justice of that court, Brett Kavanaugh has been nominated. I watched the nomination when it was announced live, and then, as you know, I'm on that phone call from that they do with spiritual leaders, Christian leaders. I'm sure others are on there too, but they sent us right away. We had a phone call right after that, and they sent us a packet via email on Brett Kavanaugh. I watched yesterday. I like to watch the news, as you know, on Pat Robertson. And he and Jay Sekulow said that of the 25, the list of 25 that he gave out, even before he was president, that he would nominate, they said, this man is the very best, the very best. He teaches at Harvard, Yale, and Georgetown. But I liked how he was with his daughters and how he coaches their basketball team and how he's a Christian, dedicated Catholic Christian. And he serves up food to the homeless once a week. Just seems to be a wonderful man and family. And when I was sitting there, I looked at that lovely, precious family, and I thought about all the vitriol and the hatred that was going to be poured out against them. It wouldn't matter, Pat Robertson said, if the president had nominated Moses. There's a whole party that is dedicated to bring this division. It's a big division because it's a division to our country. We are called one nation, under God, indivisible. And I know somewhere every single day those words are spoken, and may they go up to God and this nation be indivisible. I do pray for the people who have another, other than the president's party, who are in another party than that, but their hearts are right toward God. I do pray that they will have grit and stamina, the senators, to vote what's good for this nation, and that we can have justice, and that they would vote on the fact that the man would give justice, bless the Lord, and not on whether or not he supports. Really, what's sin? I consider it lust, men with men and women with women in sexual relationships. And then the murder of babies on those two issues that people would, and I know they're there. So I'm asking the Lord, Father, and I want you all to go join with me right now. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, we believe this is the man that you have selected. And so we're asking that his family be protected. Those girls, his wife, that they would be protected from hurtful things. And in the name above all names, we're asking you that the people in the other party, Democrat Party, whose consciences are right with you. I'm thinking of Joe Manchin, dear Father, I'm asking you to move on them, to move upon them, Lord, that they would consider our nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all, rather than a party pressure to support certain issues that are ungodly. Lord, these people need stamina. They need courage. And they need you to move upon their hearts, Lord. And also upon the hearts there's a couple of women in the Republican Party, Father. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, Lord. You know that I'm for God and that I'm for the candidate that you put in. And Holy Father, in the name above all names, as far as I can tell, this man qualifies. So we're asking you, Father, everyone says it'll be terrible, this fight. But, Father, we pray and lift up to you an indivisible nation, indivisible, Father, indivisible in the hearts of people, in the hearts of what they call the grassroots, no matter what party they're in. But I'm sure on this phone call that we have people who are from both parties, and we're thankful for them, Lord, because number one, they're Christians, and number one, they love Israel, and number one, we want to unite together. But Father, in the name above all names, we are, all of us, love of the United States. We love this nation, and we thank you, Father, and ask you for it to be a blesser of Israel. It will bless Israel for us to be strong. In the name above all names, I thank you and praise you. And Father, I'm going to ask you for a really, really good offering today. And for all those monies that we need by the end of the week to come in. And so I'm going to do something that I've never done on this 8 o'clock call. I'm going to receive an offering. And we need for our general fund a certain amount to come in, which I've agreed on with our head accountant, and more, and we need it to come in by the end of the week. That means for us to stay current on things, to make our payroll, to stay current on things, and catch up. We have some catching up to do for when our online giving was hampered by our system crashing. And so we have a way for you to give today, and I'd like to have a surprise offering come in by telephone, and it's really easy to give by telephone. If you call our 1-800 number, that's 1-800-972-3447, 1-800-972-3447, and you tell them that you want to give an offering to our general account. They can receive your credit card numbers or your PayPal or whatever one of those things you can do. We now have PayPal online. I bought something the other day. No, I made a contribution to another ministry, and they needed one quickly. And I used my PayPal, and it was so easy. So there are those other ways to give by phone, text, and all those things. But we need an offering to come in. And, of course, we'll be getting mail. I believe there are some great snail mail offerings that are going to be opened up this very day when we pick up the mail. But we're believing God. He's our source. And I'm just kind of looking forward to seeing what can happen today, even, and I'm not going to make a practice of receiving an offering on this phone call, so you don't know how to be afraid of that. But and I'm not afraid to give anyway. I'm telling you, I go to Keith Moore's church. And I love to give, and he's taught us to love to give. And so we have like money in our MGDOL account. We have money in our account, not enough to buy it yet, but we have $75,000 toward our television truck. And it's going to be great because this, when we get it, because coming up in July, we have our Champions for Christ down at the theater. We'll have about 1,000 young folks down there, and we'll have to move all of our equipment from out here at Prayer Mountain. So but that's in a fund. We have a special fund for that. It'll be about $150,000, and we've got $75,000. But we don't dip into that for what our general must pay. And it just so happened that right at the time that our system crashed, I was in Europe and Poland, and I was spending money rather than receiving money because of the hotel bills and all the things you have to pay there. But anyway, I want a surprise offering today for our accountants. And if you can join the General Club, if you'll tell them by phone when you call in, that's 1-800-972-3447. If you'll say, I want to sign up for the General Club, and that means that you will be giving monthly going into the general account. Don't think that your offering is too small. It isn't at all. And if you're able to give a big one, well, praise God for that. But $5 might be big for you. It was for that little woman with the widow's mite. And so, Father, in the name above all names, I want to praise you and thank you that we can be absolutely current with this week's offering. And we just praise you for it. You're such a marvelous God. You've always provided for us. You never have let us down. And we just thank you, dear God. We just worship you and praise you and thank you. And I pray that everyone who gives today, Father, that there'd be a big blessing for them, that you said you would cause men to return it to their bosoms. And I'm asking you to move upon men to return to the bosoms and bless afar and above the givers who give today, this very day. We're going to receive an offering, too, on the noontime phone call. I'll be there today when we do our noon stream live prayer, WWPs. And so, Father, all of those who give today, I'm just in this special way, in this special offering, please, dear Father, just in the name above all names, and I know you'll do it, I'm asking for a special quick return for them in Jesus' holy name. I thank you for every one of them. I thank you, Father. Some of them, Alaska, has to get up so early. California and Washington and Oregon, Lord. And then, Father, we just thank you. I always am so blessed when I see those from our 13 original colonies. It looks like we missed three of them today. Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and New Hampshire. But I'm so thankful for the ones that are calling and praying for that part of the country, that part of the country where things started, Lord, especially in our hearts. We want it ignited again with the fires of God. It seems to have grown cold, some parts of it. I know there are hotbeds in it of people that love you. And I pray for the whole states of those 13 original colonies to come back alive in an awakening to God. They experience, Lord, that first great awakening. And we do pray that they will experience in abundance a great awakening now in the name above all names. And so it's so good to be with you all again today. I look forward to noontime and seeing you there. If you can't be with us at noon, have the great, great day. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.